Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Dr. Jacob Merman. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. How are things going?
Really well. You know, I'm looking at your webpage here, lifemedical.us, and there's a picture of you. Well, how old were you? Like, were you like 12 when the picture was taken? You looked like Doogie Howser.
That's right. I've been doing it a long time.
You've been doing it a long time. How are you, Doc? How is everything?
Well, wonderful. Well, New Year started, hopefully for the better.
Yes.
Yeah. If anybody has any questions for me, you know, people can call in or you guys can ask. And I'm happy to discuss just about anything. Cannabis,
I love it.
Whatever. So we're dealing with that now. So people can find information about me at lifemedical.us. And, of course, we do a lot of medical cannabis certifications. But we do other things as well, like treating COVID if necessary.
I got to be honest with you, Dr. Merman, very quickly, I want to tell people that it's been a couple of years now since I've been going to see Dr. Merman, and I don't know if I'd have made it through 2020 without being able to go to sleep at night. I slept very, very well all year, and it's because of your program. I slept great, so thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear. Not my program. I'm just a little cog in the wheel, just, enabling people to take advantage of it. Minnesota is great with that. It's a good program here for medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. Actually, I should mention, we have great pharmacists. They help people to figure out their medications, adjust them if they have any side effects. The medicine is adjusted, and people usually don't have any side effects. And I actually wanted to talk a little bit about side effects today, and I'll talk about it later. Comparing to other states, yes, our products are more expensive. However, the help you get here seems to be way better than in other places. Like I've suggested to some people in California, for example, to get cannabis for their problem. And they couldn't get any help. They couldn't find any practitioners who could actually guide them on what to take. You know, you can buy whatever you want, but what do you buy?
Right.
Here, this is the advantage of Minnesota program, and I guess that's what we're paying for, is the pharmacists are actually trained, quite well trained, to actually help people to figure out what works for them. I want to talk a little bit about side effects of cannabis. People have heard me talking about all the good effects, like what we're doing treating qualifying conditions, meaning in Minnesota there's a group of conditions that are so-called qualifying conditions where cannabis works for them and people are allowed to take it for those conditions, like pain and PTSD and some colitis and sleep apnea, seizures, etc. And you can find the list of those on our website, lifemedical.us. Just click on medical marijuana. It's right there. And it works very well for most of them. And I've been certifying people now for about 5 years, like around 3,000 people certified, and I see them all in follow-ups. And it's very, very exciting to see the results. You know, like I don't see this kind of results from any other drug, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 3 months, we decided to actually post some of the results on the website. And on that page, right above my picture, the young one, as you say, they can find the links to the results page, and people can just read for themselves what people are saying in their own words. So we are listing both the main effects of cannabis there on their qualifying condition, as well as the side effects. And some of them are the bad side effects, and some are good side effects. And the bad ones are actually very rare. The most common ones are dryness in the mouth, a little bit. People usually just, it doesn't taste people because the other good effects are way more important for them. Minimal headache once in a while. Some people get slightly high. And that's where I suggest go talk to the pharmacist. They have to adjust the medicine. But if they have a hard time getting it adjusted, then they don't take it in daytime, so it doesn't interfere with work. But that's kind of rare. But most side effects are actually good side effects. So people are reporting, most of them, that they're sleeping a lot better, like what you're saying. Now, sleep right. is not, you know, insomnia is not a qualifying condition, but it's a part of some conditions like PTSD or whatever, but it's also present in many, many others. And it's not a part of the main condition, but still it improves the first thing that improves is that in most cases. So people say, okay, yeah, my back pain is better and I'm sleeping so much better. You know, this kind of thing.
Yep. Yep.
And we actually tried to get cannabis approved and make it into like approved medicine for sleep, but that petition was rejected a year ago. I don't know why. And the other good side effect is reduction of anxiety, and that also happens in most people. If there's any anxiety, people usually feel a lot calmer on cannabis. And again, this is not a qualifying condition, but it improves in most as a side effect. Now, I have to say that in a small minority of people, they get a little bit more anxious. But then again, the pharmacist mm-hmm. is involved and fix it. Now, it's funny. You know, we've already applied for anxiety twice to make it a qualifying condition. And this year, we did it again. And I'm a part of the review committee, and the review committee actually approved it or recommended it. I guess that's what we do. But the health commissioner, again, not approving it yet. And she's thinking or whatever, considering options. And she's saying that a lot of people have submitted petitions and there's a lot of interest to include anxiety, but still it's not approved. So her name is Jenna Malcolm. And I'm asking people to call the office and just try to encourage her to get it approved because it just helps so many people as a side effect right now. You know, I'll give the phone number. 651-201-5810. That's the Minnesota Commissioner of Health, Jen Malcolm. Please ask her to approve anxiety because it will help a lot of people. And I'll give that number again so people can get their pen ready. Until it's approved, you know, we can, we certify people for qualifying conditions, but if they also have those other things, then they usually get better for those. Like the sleep and anxiety and some other things. Most unexpected good side effects that I've seen, and this is actually quite surprising, is people lose weight on cannabis. Can you imagine that? You know, we think of munchies as a side effect, mm-hmm. and people would, you know, eat more and gain weight. That does happen in some cases, not that much, and they could gain maybe 5 pounds or something. But the weight loss that I've seen is like out of this world. Like I've seen people lose 70 pounds in a year, 50 pounds, really? 30 pounds. One guy lost 180 pounds in 2 years. And he is exercising. His life is way better. I mean, you can imagine if he was so heavy. And I think this happens because when people start sleeping better, they become happier, and they're more active, they eat less garbage, and then they lose weight, and of course all the other things improve, like their diabetes goes away sometimes, and their knees don't hurt as much, because they don't have to carry so much, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to read a few of the reports from that page, just sure. so people understand how we're reporting it. And I talk to people and they tell me this, and I just write it down and post it. So here's one, and that's on lifemedical.us. Click on medical marijuana and just read those right above my picture. There's a link. So here's a 39-year-old overweight man with knee pain. Patient uses cannabis as needed when in pain. It works well. Patient reports a lot of improvement with knee joints, better able to do physical activity. He rates effectiveness as 7 out of 7, and side effects are 0. So we have those ratings. His pain when on cannabis is 3 out of 10, and it's way higher when off. And he does not need ibuprofen anymore. And that's tremendous because ibuprofen is a very toxic drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, another one, 41-year-old woman with back pain. Again, cannabis working great. She says, I have my life back, can do all the things I could not before. Effectiveness, again, 7 out of 7. Side effects, 2 out of 7. So she has a little bit dry mouth. No big deal. But the pain is almost gone. Not bad. And she doesn't need her muscle relaxers anymore. Another guy, 41, sleep apnea, 4 months on cannabis, some improvement in sleep, but the good side effect is chronic headaches have resolved and there's no more anxiety. Okay, there you go. So we're treating for sleep apnea, but he's no longer anxious. That's great. And it goes on. Now, this is an interesting one. 66-year-old woman with rheumatoid arthritis. She's on cannabis now 4 months. She says, it's her words, it's working wonderful. It's a miracle. I feel 10 years younger. I sleep so much better. I have not slept this good for a long time. In daytime, it takes away all the anxiety of having the arthritis. It's wonderful. My husband doesn't need to hear me complaining all the time. I'm walking more. Other meds, medications never help the craziness of feeling unwell. Cannabis takes it away. You know, it just calms people down. She's so anxious because of the pain. Now that has improved. She has mild munchies. She gained 9 pounds. Okay, so we needed to deal with that, so we addressed it. She's basically, it's a miracle for her. That's what she says. Okay. And there's lots of reports like this. So you see, this is great. Do you have any questions?
I do have a question for you. Recreational marijuana, the states you were talking about, people in California doing this, that, and the other thing. There's a big difference between indica and sativa, correct? Wouldn't one actually keep you awake more than put you to sleep? Wouldn't sativa actually make your mind more active?
You know what? I asked a similar question of the pharmacist, people who understand, and they are telling me there's not that much difference between the actual, they call it phenotypes, okay? The difference is in amount of THC and CBD in the plant, okay? So, you know, both those alkaloids have certain effects, and, you know, they have to be balanced. Now, I do hear some people tell me sativa works better for me than indica, or the other way. But right. I'm not sure there's actually defined difference like that. It's very individual. But the main way the prescription is made is on the THC to CBD ratio. And that's what the pharmacists figure out for people. So again, information can be found on lifemedical.us. Just click on medical marijuana. And I promise to give that number again for the health commissioner. Caller, please, and get the anxiety, you know, tell her, you know, anxiety needs to be approved. The phone number is 651-201-5810, Jan Malcolm. I hope she does it because so many people would benefit. You know, that's what we see in the practice all the time. Well, any questions on COVID? We work with people, we treat people. It's mostly homeopathic treatment. It works quite well for, especially if you catch it early. If you wait and they get into a hospital, it's impossible to get in there.
Right.
So, yeah, but I've had a few cases and people do improve. I mean, I don't have that many cases to make statistics of it, but everybody I had improved. You know, when we started treatment, when they just started having the condition. But of course, most people get better by themselves anyway, so it's hard to prove that that was a remedy effect. But if you look at all the homeopaths around the world, we have a very high rate of success. So I encourage people to take a look at that information. And that's linked from our website again, from lifemedical.us. We have a website on COVID. And call in with questions.
I like it. So here's the deal. I would say this, that many, many people, and you know this, Dr. Merman, that over the last couple of years, many people walk up to me on the street and ask me about, you know, using medical marijuana to sleep. And I refer them to lifemedical.us. I talk about you because, they're kind of nervous about it. I suppose like anything, if they're trying something new, they're kind of nervous about it. And I do tell them, though, I have zero side effects from taking cannabis to sleep. None. I just sleep. It's wonderful.
There's nothing to be nervous about. It's a drug. It's like there's many drugs out there. There's some drugs are synthetic. Some drugs are natural. There's some herbs. There are drugs as well. Some of them have better effects than others and some have more side effects than others. And in my experience, There's not enough research on cannabis, unfortunately, although some is appearing. But in the experience of people who certify and see follow-ups, the effects are very good, and side effects are so minimal. There's no other drug like this out there. There's on the internet, there's this series of videos. It's about cannabis. It's called, I'm blanking out on, people just talk about that. If anybody, I forgot the name, sorry, but if somebody is interested, they can write an email to me and I'll send them information. And I always reply to my emails. You can just get to me from the homepage of our website.
Yeah, lifemedical.us. A couple of questions from the talking text line, Dr. Merman. A couple of questions for you from the talking text line, 651-989-ROCK. Yay for Dr. Merman and Life Medical. Since I have qualified based on my Crohn's, medical cannabis helps me survive the everyday grief since this was my third Christmas without my dad and second without my husband, who both passed away. Now the social isolation, of course. Oh, my God. It helps my brain get relief. Just need to lower the cost. Missed you morning show, kids. So glad you're back, Diana from Rice. So thank you to Dr. Merman from Diane from Rice. And the second text would be, can you ask the doctor if you're on medical cannabis, can you still be on prescription medication?
It's so nice to hear people saying all those things. Thank you. Prescriptions, for sure. There's really no interaction with most drugs, and that's actually quite important. For example, I have some people coming in who are in a pain clinic, for example, and they're on narcotics for pain. And they want to, and it's not enough. And, with the current climate about narcotics, their doc wants to reduce and stop their narcotics, and they're afraid. Most pain clinics actually test for cannabis in the urine. And if you are positive, they kick you out. And I think it's really a bad thing to do because cannabis actually helps pain. And there's no reason not to take it along with the narcotics. And once you are, once you optimize cannabis prescription, then you can reduce your narcotics at that point slowly. And we've had so many people taken off of all these opioids, narcotics, like, Norco, Vicodin, Percocets, even fentanyl, which is one of the strongest. And we've had people taken off because cannabis works. But you can't just, cold turkey, take them off and then put you on cannabis. That doesn't work. And that, in my mind, would be malpractice to do that. The same goes for psychiatric medications, like for anxiety and stuff. People are on them, then they start on cannabis, and then they see they don't need to take them as much anymore or at all. And a lot of people are on pain drugs over the counter, like NSAIDs, like ibuprofen or Aleve or whatever. And they find that once they're on cannabis, they can reduce those doses and do very well without. And, of course, then there's no side effects of irritated stomach and all the other bad side effects of those drugs. Those are treacherous. Cannabis is the safest painkiller out there. You can quote me. It's safer than any over-the-counter drug, including Tylenol. Nobody's ever died from cannabis. A lot of people die from Tylenol, although it is the safest of the over-the-counter ones. So there you go. I'm so happy to talk about it all the time. I'm telling everybody. It's just so exciting to see all these people get better.
Yep, absolutely. Dr. Jacob Merman, ladies and gentlemen, lifemedical.us. That's lifemedical.us. Dr. Merman, thank you for all your time this morning. A lot of great response.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr. Merman.